It's going to be a very, very busy day and a half, possibly. Although the likelihood with Liverpool is we sign no one. So let's start somewhere. You've all seen my agenda, boys, and I've broken it down into sort of three categories in terms of the runners and riders. The short-termist ones, which are very much buying shit lads on loan, to give them their full description. The loan ones we'd actually buy, good ones, like the Alabas of this world. And then the lads we'd want longer term, you know, the upper Meccanos, Ben Whites of this world. Where to start? Should we start with, I think, the likeliest scenario, Neil Docking, which is the shite lads? I've got on the list the ones that have come to the fore. Aaron Long, the United States captain, Mustafi from Arsenal. I think I've put Diop on the list from West Ham, but I think I'm doing him a disservice by putting him in with the shit ones. You might actually be quietly in the good ones column. How would you feel about an Aaron Long or Mustafi at this stage? I mean, are you going to town because it's so late in the day and going, thank Christ for that, or what?
Well, I have been one of the people just sort of calling for any defender, anyone who's ever played in defence, who's ever kicked a ball. And I like to think that the moaning I've done on Twitter over the last week or so is pretty much responsible for changing FSG's stance.
Of course it is. It definitely is.
That's how it works, isn't it? I had to turn off my phone after the FA Cup defeat the other day because I was like one step away from atting John Henry. I cannot.
For Christ's sake, not those limeys again. I'm going to do impressions of every single foreign person we do today.
I was like, I can't be that man. Aaron Long, I've done some extensive YouTube research. My friend sent me some videos. I was dead busy at work yesterday and I suddenly had loads of videos of Aaron Long scoring like really unimpressive headers from about 6 yards out that my mate had sent me, and I was like, hang on, who's this? He's got a great mullet, hasn't he? Hell of a mullet.
I wouldn't recognise him if he knocked on my door now. Well, that sort of ignorance is frowned on here.
this is the award-winning gutter show, so let's bring a bit more information. He was close to signing for West Ham last year. From what I read, he is, what, 28? He's captained the USA. He's got a lot of experience. I think we're meant to have a good relationship with New York Red Bulls. And because their season's been put back 3 months, they're quite keen for him to get a deal so he gets some football. I guess a bit like Landon Donovan when he went to Everton. Do you remember? Because of the way their season fits with ours, they're keen for someone to get match fitness. Other than that, I can't say I know a lot about him.